Hey, Cody, have you seen those articles about specialized small language models for real-time apps? It seems like we're getting better at fine-tuning them, but maintaining multiple models is a whole different story.
Yeah, I can imagine. Deploying one model is like managing an API dependency, but multiple domain-specific models are much harder to keep track of. What does the article propose?
The author suggests setting up a model registry to track model lineage and performance, implementing a gateway pattern for version-controlled routing, and using a manifest-based delivery system for edge deployments.
That sounds like a solid approach. I especially like the idea of a model registry. It reminds me of some of the experiments we've done with model interpretability. Do they provide any specific examples?
Yeah, they mentioned the black box S3 bucket problem, where model weights are stored without any abstraction layer, making it hard to understand how the model was trained. And the final weight 2 plus naming problem, which is just a nightmare for reproducibility.
Ugh, don't even get me started on naming conventions. Okay, so how does the model registry help with that?
It keeps track of model lineage and performance, so you can understand how your models are doing and make informed decisions about updates. The gateway pattern and manifest-based delivery system are also crucial for version control and deployment.
All right, I'm convinced. This does seem like a more structured approach to managing SLM fleets, but does it hold up technically? Are there any potential issues or overgeneralizations?
Well, I think it's a good starting point, and the author does provide some evidence and reasoning to
Yeah, I think it's a good approach. One potential issue could be scalability, but overall, it seems like a solid solution. Who do you think should care about this?
Definitely anyone working with multiple SLMs in production. It could change how they approach model maintenance and deployment. I'm curious to see how this evolves.
Agreed. Let's keep an eye on this and see how it plays out.